Okay. Let's begin. So now your sheets are correct. We are on Perek Rishon Mishnah Zayin. Let's continue. Nite Ha'arbeli Omer. Nite Ha'arbeli said, Harechek Mishachein Ra. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Says the Bartanura. Why? Shelo Tilmo Mima'asav. So you don't learn from his ways. And again, this is a constant theme that we've been doing this entire year. Pirkei Avos, Chazal's warning us about our environment. That we are a product of our environment. Why should you distance yourself from a bad neighbor? Shelo tilmu mimasav. You shouldn't learn from his actions. And the Gemara in Yuma says, Oy l'rasha, oy l'shchenov. Woe is to the wicked, woe is to his neighbor. Many times people get caught up in what their neighbors, their surroundings are doing. If people are negative, cynical, and sarcastic, we follow suit. If they're positive, joyful, and charitable, we follow suit. We are a product of our environment. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is a message for homeowners, future homeowners, that just like when you go to purchase a home, you like to determine about the quality of the house, right? I bought a house, my wife and I, about a year ago. You do a lot of research, curb appeal, the backyard, you look at the roofing, you look at the pipes, you look at everything in between, you do an inspection, you don't buy a house until there's an official at least 4-hour inspection, you look at every crack and crevice before you buy a home. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, just as important about the conditions is the neighbors. We should also, before buying a home or deciding which location to move to, you have to determine who are the neighbors. That's just as crucial as the quality of the home itself, which is very interesting. And one more pshat from the Magid of Mezrich, which is more Hasidic, but it's so beautiful. Some of us have learned this before. He says, today, it's easier to attain Ruach HaKodesh during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, it's very mechudesh. Today, it's easier to attain Ruach HaKodesh than during the times of Binyan HaBayis. Why? He gives a mashal. When the king is in the palace, not everybody can enter. A common villager is not allowed to gain access to see the king. But when the king goes on the road, everybody can come see him. And that common villager who previously was denied access to the palace, when the king's on the road, he can bring him to his house, he could be with him. It says, Kacha Adam. As soon as he thinks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's right there. Shechina of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Gullus is right here with us. Dveikus in Hashem is so tangible. It's so palpable, it's right there. And he says, Ukashi yizdamin lo eza taiva, al yaseh oto. When a person has certain taiva, desire, don't do it. Or if you have a bad thought, don't do it. So that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not separated from you, because he's right there. So how does he read this Mishnah? Harachek mishachein, distance from your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? God. Distance from your neighbor, shachein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Distance from your neighbor, who is Hashem, kama, ra. All bad things. Very Hasidic, the Magid of Mezrich. Harachek mishachein. Your most beautiful neighbor, who is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, distance from him, ra, all bad things. Why? Because Hashem's right there. The relationship is so possible, so realistic. But if we do bad things in averos, then we put up spiritual barriers and walls that prevent the relationship with him. Distance from your neighbor, which is Hashem, all ra. So that what? We can have a beautiful relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah continues, V'al tichaber l'rasha, don't associate with a wicked person. The Bartanura again explains, based on a Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, if you're mit'abek b'rashayim, if you cling to rashayim, even if you don't do their actions, it still has a detrimental effect on you. Even if you don't do what they do, it still rubs off on you. And he gives a mashal. So let's say you go to a place, a tanner, who has all these hides that have very foul and terrible odor. Even if you don't buy one of these hides, just going into the store, you absorb the smell. You're impacted. And I think it's very lamaisa. I hear a lot of people say, I'm going to hang out with that crew, but I'm not going to do what they do. I'm not going to do their actions. I think back to my own days. It makes an impact. It makes an impact. You have a different attitude, a different tom to yourself. It does have a negative influence. So that's the, don't titchaber, don't even associate. You're going to say, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to emulate their actions. I'm my own person. The Chachamim, who with their infinite wisdom taught us, it still has a detrimental influence on you. Be very, very mindful of that. And to conclude the Mishnah, V'al tit ya'esh min apuranut, do not have yeish, despair from puranut. Puranut means divine punishment, retribution. Says the Bartanura, you shouldn't say, oh, look at that Russia. He's living it up. Jacuzzi, the women, the life, the drinking. That guy has the life. I'm going to stick with that guy. My life, not so geschmack. That guy's the man. He's got it going for him. Says the Mishnah, Al tit yayish mena puranus. Don't have despair from retribution, from divine punishment. Why? His time will come. It's a little intense, but we are in the Seres Yimei Tshuva. His time will come. Don't say, oh, he's living it up and it's so fun. A lot of it's fantasy, but it's so fun. No, his puranus, his retribution is going to come. And as Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Sefer Devarim, many, many times, we keep to the mitzvahs because tov lach, it's good for you. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's our creator, who is the infinite source of all sources, source of all pleasure, who knows everything, who is our creator, told us, fulfillment of the mitzvah is tov lach. It's for you. Et hachaim v'yeta tov. Shem gave it for you. Creation was tov ma'od. It's for our good. And last one, we are again in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Dubna Magid, well, of two Hasidic approaches, says, Al titiyayish mena puranos, which means divine retribution, for yourself. Let's say a Jew sometimes sins and he goes to a bad path and he starts going off the derech. Don't despair from retribution that you're going to get zapped. Avinu Shebashamayim is waiting for tshuva. Ki mincha pshuta lekabel shovim. Shem is waiting for us to do tshuva. And if we do tshuva properly, Kadosh Baruch Hu will welcome us back with welcome and beautiful arms, and we can avoid any puranos, any punishment, any retribution. Have a nice day.